Radio. Now, we've been hearing a great deal about the fate of the Lisbon Treaty since its rejection by Irish voters. In today's talking point, Ian Richter looks at how Czech politicians feel about it.
The Czech Republic is one of seven EU countries which haven't yet ratified the Lisbon Treaty. Its ratification has become a divisive issue between the Eurosceptic and moderate wings in the government's strongest party, the Civic Democrats. In this edition of Talking Point, we look at the various controversies surrounding the treaty's ratification in the Czech Republic. The country's top politicians had a lot of explaining to do at an EU summit in Brussels 10 days ago that dealt with the issue whether the ratification process of the Lisbon Treaty should continue following the Irish no. In the Czech Republic, as in Germany, the ratification of the reform document is pending a verdict by the Constitutional Court on whether the treaty is in line with the Constitution. Deputy European Affairs Minister Marek Mora describes what happened at the Brussels summit.
This issue was discussed only at dinner on Thursday night. There were speeches by all the heads of governments and states. And then, of course, the eyes of some member states were concentrated on the Czech Republic, where, as you know, the treaty has not been yet ratified. But the dinner was okay. Every member state said its own opinion. And at the end, we made a proposal that the ratification process continues in other member states, but that the Czech Republic cannot conclude the ratification of the treaty until the Constitutional Court makes a positive verdict about it. When the text of the conclusions was discussed on Friday, this issue was not discussed at all, so it was taken for granted.
The delay caused by the Constitutional Court review has won extra time for the Czech government. What the Belgian Secretary of State for Foreign Affairs Olivier Chastel described as unwillingness to listen to reason on the part of Czechs is rather an internal battle between two camps in the Civic Democratic Party. The followers of the former party leader, the passionately Eurosceptic President Václav Klaus, and the supporters of Prime Minister Topolánek. He signed the treaty in Lisbon and even linked his career to its ratification. Věra Řiháčková is an analyst for the Prague-based Institute for European Policy, Europeum.
The Czech government's position is difficult and is kind of ambiguous because on the one hand it was this government which signed the Lisbon Treaty and which is bound by the EU rules to continue with the ratification once it was decided, so on the European Council in June. And on the other side, there is this very complicated internal development both within the Czech government and also in the ODS as a party. The issue of the Lisbon Treaty ratification was put or referred to the Czech Constitutional Court even before there was the no in Ireland.
President Václav Klaus declared the Lisbon Treaty dead only hours after the results of the Irish referendum were announced. The head of the president's political department, Ladislav Jakl, even compared the treaty to an iron shirt for Europe. I asked Civic Democrat, a member of the European Parliament, Jan Zahradil, if he thought Europe needed the Lisbon Treaty at all.
Frankly speaking, I don't think so. I think that we can live at least for some time with the standing treaty, which is so-called Treaty of Nice, and maybe we can prepare some mini-novel or mini-amendment or mini-amended treaty later on. My feeling is that the whole concept of then the Constitutional Treaty, now the Lisbon Treaty, is that much damaged by these three no's, first in Netherlands and France and now in Ireland, that we should take this seriously and we should think twice until we introduce some new measures or changes in European treaties.
The major objections to the treaty, according to Jan Zahradil, concern the transfer of powers from national states to the European level, the change to the EU voting system, in which the Czech Republic would lose a third of its current votes, and the subordination of Czech law to European law. Věra Řiháčková says Prime Minister Topolánek will have a tough time convincing Eurosceptic Civic Democrat lawmakers to ratify the document.
It's not only Václav Klaus who is against the treaty, but there is also a certain segment of ODS politicians which are sitting in the Senate, the upper chamber of the Czech parliament. And actually it was the group of those senators who referred the Lisbon Treaty ratification to the Czech Constitutional Court. And they are kind of a group or a stream within the ODS, which is not under control of the current Prime Minister Topolánek, who cannot manage this development within his party. And he is not sure how those senators would vote if the Lisbon Treaty is put to the ratification in the Czech Parliament.
Social Democrat MP Jan Hamáček, the head of the lower house's foreign committee, describes the situation in the rival party even harsher.
The party seems to be torn apart, and basically there's a fairly strong group of Eurosceptics whose spiritual leader, so to say, is the current president of the republic, and they just oppose further integration. And I think that for them, the Irish now came very handy, and they're just trying to use it and bring the process of ratification in the Czech Republic to a halt.
The Constitutional Court is not bound by any time limit within which its judges have to rule on the conformity of the treaty with the Czech law. It is generally expected, however, that they will produce a verdict by October, in time for the next EU summit, which will debate how to deal with the situation in Ireland. The Czech government hopes any concessions made to the Irish would also make it easier for the Czech parliament to ratify the treaty, if the Constitutional Court rules the document does not contradict Czech law. Deputy European Affairs Minister Marek Mora says a delay in ratification is to be expected anyway.
I think the Czech parliament will ratify the treaty if the Constitutional Court says yes, but I could imagine that the bodies which will decide about the ratification, be it either the two chambers of the parliament, be it the president of the republic, might wait actually for the way which will be found for Ireland. Because, namely, if something will be proposed which would require another ratification in all 26 member states, it would be quite reasonable simply to wait for the proposal of the Irish side and then maybe ratify it, including a possible change for Ireland. So I think this possible delay is quite likely.
Either way, the Czech parliament will not vote on the Lisbon Treaty until the ruling of the Constitutional Court, no matter how much pressure the country comes under from European politicians. On the contrary, their pressure might be seen in Prague, to paraphrase the words of another famous European statesman, as a missed opportunity to remain silent.